Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Well, a development in one of our friends in the UK, one of our European friends, Nancy Pelosi, just announced that the United States will not approve a trade deal with the United Kingdom, UK, if the UK scraps the agreement governing post-Brexit trade in Ireland. What does that mean? What does that mean? If Nancy Pelosi said that, it ain't going to be introduced into the Congress because she won't permit it. And Joe Biden has said he wouldn't sign it, and he's told Boris Johnson that. UK is our friend. It's our ally, a major ally in our wars, at least in the 20th century. In the 19th century, they were our adversaries, but so what? The Republic of Ireland, the 32 counties in Ireland, there's 26 in the Republic of Ireland and 6 in Northern Ireland, 26 counties of the Republic of Ireland could fit in the southern third of Wisconsin. That's how small a country it is. And even if you threw in the six counties in Northern Ireland, that's 32 counties, it would fit within Wisconsin. And up until the late 90s, there was a hard border, like there were foreign countries, right across the middle. It would be sort of like if you got to Wausau and then you had to go through Checkpoint Charlie. I mean, that would be crazy. Because basically the average goods that are produced in all of Ireland go back and forth 7 times. The raw materials might come from Southern Ireland. They're initially manufactured in Northern Ireland or vice versa. Then they get refinished in the other one. Then they get packaged and labeled in the other one. Then they get back to the, come on, guys. So what happened is in the late 90s, and Bill Clinton was one of our greatest presidents of the 20th century, he and George Mitchell, former senator from Maine, former federal judge, who was the mediator, came up with a deal where there would be no border at all. There's no border at all. Goods could go back and forth. Somebody from Cork, which is in Southern Ireland, which is where my ancestors were from, could go up to Belfast in Northern Ireland. I've been to Belfast and Derry. And I've been to Cork and Galway. Great country, great people in both parts. And then everything was cool. But that was because the country and the UK were in the EU. So basically, there were no trade barriers anywhere. Well, now there's a unionist party in Northern Ireland who go, well, you know, we want to reinstate the hard border. And we want goods that go back and forth seven times to have to pay tariffs for, I mean, come on, and get held up and all this stuff. And Boris Johnson has a big majority in the parliament. He does not need these 10 or so unionist votes to keep himself in power. But for whatever reason, and he has a very, very strange cabinet, the Chancellor of the Exchequer is a guy from India, of Indian descent. His wife is a daughter of an Indian billionaire, and his wife has residency, domicile in India, so she doesn't pay UK taxes. This guy's in the cabinet. I mean, come on. So they don't care about Ireland. They really don't. And what Biden and Pelosi are saying is, come on, guys. Come on. We're not going back to the troubles. We're not going back to hard borders and tariffs and all this kind of thing and cripple Ireland economically. Why should we do that? Leave it the way it is. Leave it the way it is. So my message, for what it's worth, is nowhere near like Biden's and Pelosi's message and Schumer's and the entire Democratic and most of the Republicans, by the way, this is bipartisan, is leave well enough alone. Well, I'll tell you what, I go farther to the UK. Get back in the EU. Brexit was a fraud. Campbell, the prime minister at the time, only called a vote on it. He didn't have to under their constitution. He didn't have to. He thought he could win it. The Ruskies came in and hacked, just like with Hillary Clinton in 2016. And they put out a lot of false word on Facebook that the British would lose their health benefits if they stayed in the EU. On the contrary, the British, everybody in the EU has health benefits. The British are more likely to lose their health benefits by being out of the EU because it's very expensive and they get no subsidies from the EU. In any event, by a whisker, by a whisker Brexit passed. Scotland voted against it. They wanted to stay in the EU. Northern Ireland voted against it. On both sides, they wanted to stay in the EU. Wales was basically even, but England, merry old England, by a whisker pushed it over, even though London, biggest city in the EU, I should say the biggest city in the UK, voted against it. Why not just reinstate it? Under their constitution, you can do it. Get back in the EU, then this all goes away. I'm sure this has occurred to everybody. Get with the program. Come correct with some respect. Very quick, we are allied against the Nazi Ruskies, okay? We are NATO. NATO and the EU should be coterminous, practically. Not everyone. I'm going to talk about Turkey. Okay, here's something concerning about our country. There was a front page New York Times article on Sunday. They did a in-depth analysis in what they called 9 swing states. Now, 6 of them are the real swing states: Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, all of which were won by Biden, several of them by a whisker. Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona by a whisker. It was not a whisker in Michigan. Biden won by more than 100,000 votes. It was not a whisker in Pennsylvania. He won by more than 70,000 votes. And you can say it was a whisker in Wisconsin. It was 20,000. But I'll tell you what, Hillary Clinton lost by 27,000. That's a small margin. And then there are 3 other states they threw in, Texas and a few others. Of these 9 states, 44% of the Republican legislature in those 9 states, 44% of the legislators themselves tried to overturn the 2020 election or call it in question or take steps to do so in the future. Almost half of the Republican legislators in 9 states did that. Wisconsin was one of them. And what does that mean? It means that the Republican leadership has questioned it. 3 members, Republican members of the Supreme Court, voted to overturn the election to give it to Trump, even though Biden won. The gubernatorial candidates all are saying that Trump won and that there were difficulties. Some of them say, oh, I'm a liberal. I'm going to say going forward that let's just look at the future. But it's the same thing. It is the same thing. Gabelman was hired at your expense and my expense to do nothing, to pretend that there's something to investigate. This is questioning the election. So almost half of the legislators in 9 states, Republicans. Now, when that happens, think about that. The toxic impact of that. You know, you can say there are people out to just to stop our democracy and this kind of thing, but this is putting some flesh on the skeleton. When almost half of Republican legislators in swing states, and that's all it would take to tip a presidential election, nobody is going to say that California and New York will ever vote Republican, and nobody's going to say that Mississippi and Alabama, or at least the likelihood is they won't vote Democratic. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, people like Clinton did take some southern states, Georgia and Arkansas. But 9 states are margin of victory is much less than 5%. And I've told you this before, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Step by step, all you need is glint-eyed lawyers with briefcases slipping into these 9 states, making arguments about the state constitution. 44% of Republican legislators in 9 swing states would overturn the election. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up.